¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. Aquí estamos, Jorge Martín, Jorge Georgi Martín, and here are my primos, Ricky Torres and Hector Reyes.
What's up, guys?
Life is good. Life is good. Sports is back. Beautiful. Welcome back, baseball. Yay. Basketball's coming back. Everybody, gracias for joining us. Es un placer. Como siempre, estamos aquí para servirlos. Make sure to check out our website, familiaffb.com, as well as our social media channels, at familiaffb on Twitter and Instagram, as well as our Familia FFB Facebook page. Well, teased it a little bit. Primos, oh, it feels so good to have live sports back. I mean, this is day five. I know there's been some weirdness, but it just feels good to have something on that's not that either you don't know the outcome from it or just isn't Tiger King.
And isn't like from like 10 years ago. Like, oh, look at these highlights from like Jordan or whatever, or from Kobe Bryant 10 years ago or whoever from 10 years ago. Like, that's what we've been getting so far. But now we can finally have live sports. Welcome back.
It's like
back.
I'm watching them practice, though, with no fans. It's a little weird, but it is nice to get those stat sheets to start playing fantasy baseball.
Yep. Oh yeah, that just feels good. That feels good. I mean, I'm having a big day tonight. We're recording this on Tuesday night, except for my batting average, but God, it just feels good. It feeds that hunger for fantasy again, and for obviously. For sports in general, but also that, feeds that hunger, that competitive instinct that comes with fantasy.
The fire, the competitive fire that burns within all of us.
Claro que sí, claro que sí. Oh, yeah, it feels so good. It feels so good. Ricky, defending champ of the baseball league.
Baseball and football, bro.
And whatever.
Football. you got mad talent on this show.
Whatever, man.
But
I'm so excited just to see it because it tells me football's right around the corner, kind of, right? And pulling up Yahoo, pulling up ESPN fantasy apps, it's kind of
top 200,
kind of nostalgic now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my, I like these guys are actually playing. This isn't fake. Like, I'm losing. It actually hurts. Like, I remember this feeling.
Yes.
So it's good. I like it. I can't wait to start winning so I can feel that good one.
I like the feeling of you losing too, Rick, just so you know.
Don't worry. A lot of people do. That's why. It happens so very not often that you got to embrace it while you can.
There you go.
Oh, well, I don't even remember the last time I beat you. So, geez, maybe we both had hair then.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, as great as it is to have sports back, I mean, this week was also training camp arrival for the players where they're reporting to training camp. And so we're going to do a little chisme.
Chisme.
So first off, Dalvin Cook is expected to report to the Vikings camp, which I think there was definitely some worry that he might not, once I found out that he was getting fined $50,000 a day for not reporting, I'm like, yeah, he ain't doing that. Not on a $2 million contract that he's got. He's not walking away on that.
No one's doing that.
I think the Vikings are just going to decide, hopefully they're having some sort of conversations and being like, all right, let's get something taken care of. Cause it's just not, Yeah, get the guy happy so that he can make all us fantasy players happy, huh?
And it's a little tough. I mean, he's got so much competition in the running back field. We saw the contract Derrick Henry got. So it's like, I mean, is he really just going to get 4 years? They might just go with Alexander Mattison if they can't get something they like because there's going to be so many free agents out there. I don't know. I hope Cook gets it, but I think we already saw running backs are kind of, I don't know, taken advantage of in the league.
Yeah, I completely
they are.
Agree. Definitely.
They are,
but I think that's because they're that, deep right now, kind of.
They are. And teams like we're going to talk about them, the 49ers, who can get guys not from the first round, not even from the draft, some of them. Some are undrafted free agents. Some are washed out on other teams, and they're able to do it. But you know what? The thing is, it's good that the really good ones, like it should be, end up getting paid. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, Christian McCaffrey got paid. Derrick Henry got paid. Dalvin Cook is one of the good ones. Obviously, he's got a little injury bug to him, but yeah, you got to figure, get the guy taken care of because he's gonna be good. I think he's gonna be one of the good field. Ones.
So
yeah,
and Alexander Mattison is like the biggest tease. So I just hope that's all he's gonna do right now is keep teasing people. But watch, Cook will get a contract probably in the very, very end, only because I know how much of a tease Mattison was all year.
It's going to happen. I mean, the fantasy community gets excited about guys like Alexander Mattison, and then all of a sudden they don't have jobs because the guys ahead of them decided that they wanted to keep their job.
Well, I think when Mattison finally had a chance, when Cook went out, Mattison was injured. So it was like, there goes that.
Exactly. You said it perfectly, Primo. You said it perfectly. Well, you know, speaking of a guy who's expected to be back, there's a guy who's not expected to be back. You know, 49ers GM John Lynch mentioned that there's a good possibility, as he used the term might in quotes, missed time during the regular season. And I think it was just, you know, with the Jones fracture that he had, they were talking about like if everything went right, he was going to be ready by the opening kickoff weekend, but we all know it's very rare that everything is going to be right and the guy is back on time. So now they're talking 3 to 4 weeks. I think that's a good possibility to get him right, especially since he's not going to have a training camp.
I mean, how do you feel about the whole 49ers team knowing that? What if they don't have Debo for 2 weeks? Debo's draft status drops. Jimmy G's already not being drafted in 12-man leagues, but I'm telling you, I don't like this team this year. Stray away. This is like the black cat crossing the street right here. It's like telling you, stay away.
Yeah, well, you have to always.
Debo's got a massive foot injury. Leave.
Yes. Foot injuries are, if you're a receiver,
if you rely on your speed.
As far as sports go, foot injuries have been, the Achilles heel, no pun intended, pun intended, the Achilles heel of so many pro athletes over the years. I mean, you had Yao Ming who went down. You had, who was the big center that was drafted by the Trailblazers?
Bill Walton. No. Oh, you're talking about Sambu?
Greg Oden, exactly. Greg Oden, microfracture done, career ending. Yao Ming, microfracture, career ending. So when you have an athlete who relies on that, especially in the NFL, I mean, speed is king. You know, your ability to create space, your ability to go up for the jump ball. I think this is a bad sign, especially because John Lynch said, whenever a general manager comes out and speaks publicly and says, you know what, it's fair to say that he might miss time, that means for sure, 100%, he's going to miss time. And that's never a good sign, which means more realistically, that means he's behind schedule in his healing process. The doctors probably have told him, you know what, he's behind a little bit, which is already in itself a terrible sign if you're not healing the way that you should be healing. So I agree with you, Rick. That's a super bad omen. Stay away. Throw your garlic on that. Holy water, whatever. Stay away.
I think John, light your candle, your Jesus candle.
Yep, light the candle.
I think John Lynch is looking at Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Hurd, and he's looking at Jimmy G, and all of a sudden he's like, "All right, let's give Raheem Mostert more money."
Right. That's what happened. Right.
That's
is that what
right.
happened?
That's what. Let's. They gave him what? It's expected to be with incentives. It's going to be five. It could be up to $5 million. Wow. Over $5 million, up from $3 million. So
that's a good amount for that. It's a lot higher percentage. So I think for that it should just make him happy to stay another year.
For a guy who is an undrafted free agent, I mean, this is hitting the lottery. Totally. I mean, he's in a great situation. They've got a great offensive line. As long as they don't, take a step backward there. I mean, obviously they had one guy retire and replaced him with a former All Pro, but in Trent Williams. But Raheem Mostert is. I mean, I think this helps his value for fantasy because
I guess that's like super psychological.
No, it's from the money. It's from the money. If they're paying,
I
if they're
going to pay, like them, when players get paid, they stop playing harder
because they don't want to get hurt. They want to go play golf. Got to take to the golf course.
But he's not getting it. He's not getting a 5-year deal. This is a 1-year deal that he's getting. So he's just getting more money on his 1-year deal. And right, so he's still got to be hungry to know that he's trying to get what he's got to get, whatever he can. And so, and he's, and they're putting out the incentives thing. But the thing is, it's kind of like I feel like they're going to give him more opportunity, you know, because I think he was around 130 carries last year, 130 to 140 carries. You know, I'm just hoping for 200 carries out of the guy, maybe 150 for Tevin Coleman.
You think this little extrinsic factor is going to make people want him more? I'm happy with it, but
I think you're right. I think that will. People will think there's more security in him and feel like there's going to be, you know, raise up his draft position.
Good. I hope other guys fall so I can pick those guys, because I don't think I'm straying away from the Niners, man. How many times are we going to say this tonight?
Well, thankfully we're not doing an NFC West preview, but still, I'm all in on George Kittle. That's one guy.
Exactly. Agree.
I wouldn't doubt he's got a bigger floor than Kelsey, and I think even more than Ertz. Only because I think if he's the only one there, they're not going to be able to field the ball. They're going to do four and outs a lot if they can't move the ball. So we'll see. I'm super pessimistic about this team, so I would stay away from Kittle. If he was like right in my lap, I'd still pass.
Okay. In leagues with tight ends, I think he's going to be tough. He's going to be tough to pass.
I'd rather have Kelsey. People are going to undervalue Kelsey compared to Kittle. When Kelsey has an all-star and a Super Bowl MVP.
Or Mark Andrews, too. You might take Mark Andrews over Kittle?
Oh, yeah. I would wait for Mark Andrews. It'd be better value.
Right?
Yeah. Take either but another running back Kittle, or a high-end wide receiver.
He's a great tight end. You guys, he's got great hands. You should get him.
Thanks,
Rick. We'll save him for Nico. All right. So the Patriots, you know, we've been following this one. Sony Michel.
More foot injuries.
Yeah, he had the surgery in May that we kind of found out about in June. And I don't know. This is really not making me feel good. And it's making me want to put Damian Harris up in my rankings.
Yeah, I had.
But how
I had
far up? One enough to get drafted, though, on a team?
If by the time we're drafting, which is Labor Day weekend, and it's looking likely that Sony Michel is going on the IR or the PUP list or whatever, and he's going to miss time during the season.
Yeah, but what if he's just Damian gonna miss Harris two, three is the guy. Games? What if he's just going to miss two games? Are you still?
If he's going to miss two games, I'm still. I'm drafting Damian Harris and possibly even playing him as my flex, as my flex, because of the fact that I think we talked about this last week. They've got a great schedule early on.
But I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to talk later about why I'm straying away from this team too.
The Patriots. Okay. All right.
All right.
So in fact, I'd rather talk about one of the biggest signs of the day. Chargers sign Joey Bosa to a 5-year, $135 million contract extension. It's 102 guaranteed. It's the new NFL record among defensive players. Since coming in the league as a third-round pick, he's done nothing but kill quarterbacks. So I'm happy for him. He's been living up to all the expectations plus some. He averages 10 sacks per season, and even though he's missed 20% of the games, but hey, screw it. I'm happy that he's going to be on our team for a long time. I just got my new jersey, brand new $150 jersey of Bosa's sent to my house. I just tried it on. So at first, I just saw the name Joey Bosa scroll on the bottom of my TV. And I was all like, oh, no, did he get COVID? Like, what's wrong?
Did he get traded?
I looked it up. I saw this. And I was like, oh, my God. I knew he was on his rookie contract. I was like, this is the best. Because I was worried my jersey was going to be obsolete next year. Now I don't got to worry till like 2028 or whatever it is. So what do you guys think? How much do you love it?
Oh, I think other on the defensive side of the ball, I think a great pass rusher is like after the quarterback and after a high end receiver. I think a great pass rusher is the most valuable thing.
Yep, absolutely. He'll get you the ball back. That guy gets you the ball back.
Yeah.
A great pass rusher will increase the number of snaps you get, increase your offensive plays, increase your opportunity to score. So 100% agree with you, George. If you get a guy that can cause the other team to go three and out or to, you know, to punt or whatever, just give the ball up, you know, possibly a hurry or a sack, fumble, whatever it is. You have a good pass rusher on your team that can cause mayhem. You're getting the ball back, and that only good things can happen when you're on offense.
And I'm super confused, guys, because I love the Chargers, obviously, but I don't understand why their defense is being drafted so low. Like, I think they're going to be a top five defense.
I don't either.
They got Bosa, they got Ingram, and like they're set on defense. And now they're gonna have Derwin James for the whole year. Oh, they're gonna be super dangerous with Chris Davis, Hayward, and then King. Oh my God, no one's gonna be able to pass on them. Maybe Patrick or Mahomes, but I doubt it. We'll see. I don't know about that, but. Other than that, I don't know why they're being drafted so low. It's like a free pick for me, but
I think this signing today, because kind of brings it to light. You know what? You know, the Joey Bosa got, you know, this is a big money deal for a pass rusher. I think people are going to see this piece of news and revisit the Charger defense and be like, wow, you know what? We need to bump them up a little bit. I think because of this signing, we're going to see the Charger defense ADP start creeping up. And I think by the time we actually get to real drafting, their defense is going to be probably one of the top defenses as far as ADP goes.
Oh my God. I wish there was football this weekend.
Right?
I mean, you put them right there with Pittsburgh, with Buffalo, with New England. You put them all on the same plane. I seriously think so. I think, you're right. Top five defense. Bears, Bears, if they're all the way where they were 2 years ago.
I wonder if the Bears defense just was crappy because the offense was super crappy.
Yeah, you get tired.
If the Chargers are that bad. I don't know.
Well, good point. Yeah. But if your offense is going three and out, if your defense is sucking air and they go to sit down for 5 minutes and then they have to come back on the field, well, sure, that's going to have an impact. Absolutely. So, yeah, a good defense and a good offense definitely go hand in hand to a degree, for sure.
Ricky, we're going to let you be the Los Angeles Chargers defense marching and chatter society to get their ADP into the top five defenses. That's your job, primo. That is your job.
Your job.
All right.
Es tu trabajo. You have one. Tienes un trabajo.
That's your calle. That's your calle.
Hey, so now that we've got players reporting to camp, there's been some developments. A couple of players opted out. Several players opted out of the season. Marquise Goodwin, Devin Funchess, six Patriots, a lot of other players. Goodwin and Funchess are the ones that were possibly fantasy relevant. But on a couple of rookies, incoming rookies, Keyshawn Vaughn and Justin Jefferson, both got placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. So,
and you know what? Now that I look at it, it makes sense because if you come into contact with anyone, and these guys are all college kids, they're all about to leave for their first NFL season. So I could see them fooling around in the public, I guess you could say, the 2 weeks before they show up to camp, and therefore they put them on this little reserve list as a precautionary measure. But it's just them being more irresponsible rather than actually being infected, I feel like.
Yeah, and at least it's happening early. I mean, it's not something that's, getting it done before the season, getting it over with before the season. Hopefully they don't get seriously sick.
Yes.
And then they can actually get better. But I mean, honestly, for me, I am fading Keyshawn Vaughn, and I'm putting Ronald Jones higher up on my ranking because I think Ronald Jones is going to have the inside track to take that job. And Justin Jefferson, that's
a tough one.
Because he had 94 targets for Stephon Diggs. And it, and he still could get him at some point. But yeah, I mean, you just hate
to. I'm not gonna worry. He'll be fine.
No. No, I mean, and he's
I'm
one of those
worried
guys.
About Devin Funchess not playing because I he was gonna be right behind Davante Adams.
Yeah,
he's one of the guys. I get it. Marquise Goodwin, he's doing it for his family. They just have a 5-month-old baby, so he's like, why am I gonna play? Why am I gonna risk it? So I get it. But the six Patriots, I think that team's just given up.
Is and that then, and there's a couple, they're of, already... yeah, a couple of players from there. It could be some tough hits to that defense. Could be
oh, yeah,
some really
Chung,
tough
you got who was the other one?
Dante Hightower.
Hightower. It's they're all older, but it's still it's like that's like the core of the Patriots. They're going to be a brand new team this season.
Brand tanking? New. They're already tanking?
Especially if you see Michelle, Sony Michelle out the first 4 weeks of the season, you're going to see a brand new team out there.
Yep, yep.
So it'll be hey. It'll be fun. It'll be fun just to see the Patriots tank. It'll be like watching me lose.
They won't tank. They won't tank, but they're gonna be competitive. I mean, and they're still gonna have Cam. I'm very interested.
That's
in what
the
Cam
thing. Exactly. Do. I want to see what Cam does on the Patriot offense. I he's had some time to heal. He's had he's always had some issues here and there, shoulder stuff and whatever the case may be. But I'm looking forward to Cam Newton in that Bill Belichick run offense. That's gonna be fun to watch.
Dang, they're gonna be in LA this year too. So I hope I get to see them.
There you go.
Well, you can watch them on TV, baby. hey, it's let's jump into the main event. Mock Draft 3. We're gonna Familia Mock Draft 3.0. So doing a little different. So obviously with players reporting to training camps, you know, all our draft days seem like they're coming up closer. So hey, you know what? Practice your mock drafts, and we're gonna. Well, that's right. Yeah, we're gonna try and be live updates for you on that one next week. But we'll be your fantasy advisors on the phone. But
gotta buy this one's gonna be Bluetooth on my ear, so I look like a jerk.
So we'll be it's gonna be a 12-team PPR, and we're gonna go one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, one tight end, one flex, and we're gonna do 5 bench spots. We're gonna go 13 rounds, no defenses, no kickers. We're just gonna go. Straight to those guys. So we are all
no kickers.
No kickers, yeah, no defense.
We're not gonna no drafting kickers or defenses. So we're just gonna draft.
I was so excited to draft the Chargers.
I want a Justin Tucker again.
I'm gonna let you do that later. So we are 3, 2, 1. All right. So our draft is loading. Thank you to Fantasy Pros for being our drafter. All right. Who is on the clock?
Let's take a look.
Is it me?
Your draft is loading.
Team one. Are you team one?
I must be.
No, you're not. Team one is going to be someone. I think that's Heck. No, it's no one. Oh, now it is. Okay.
Oh, I'm number six. I'm 6 pick.
Well, this is tough. Because as number two, I do want Barkley, obviously, but Kamara in a PPR, and then it's like, why not take Michael Thomas? It's PPR. Dude just broke, you know, world records, you know?
Yep, he did.
So, I mean...
He did do that. Team one is on the clock. Christian McCaffrey, taking number one. Shock, surprise.
Is it bad to not take Saquon Barkley 2 overall?
No, because you know, Kamara is an option. I think at 2 as well. Zeke 2, but I
in PPR you don't do Michael Thomas.
And well,
you definitely think about it, but
Kamara gets his share of Kamara gets his share of work too from Drew Brees, so that might be an option too at number 2 with Kamara.
And right there, 3 goes to Michael Thomas, so it's not like. What I was thinking was too far off.
So Hector's on the clock. The first ones went, so they went Saquon Barkley, Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara. Oh,
I'm
Hector,
taking Davante Adams.
D. Adams. All
PPR,
right.
PPR hog. I mean, that's, you know, that's Aaron Rodgers' favorite guy. Like I've said before, if they're on the 5-10 yard line, you know automatically that the ball is going to Devontae Adams. Automatically. Over the shoulder fade route to the corner or the end zone every time. Done.
Dalvin Cook went right after you. Is he going to play? Like, is just because he shows up to camp, is he going to play? I don't know if I would take him in the first round. I just wouldn't want to see him because bad taste in my mouth having players like that.
So, like metal at the dentist's office.
So at number eight, I'm staring at the highest rated player on there is Derrick Henry, followed by Joe Mixon. Derrick Henry doesn't catch passes. Joe Mixon, I do not like him.
You want to
like
run him back?
At all. I don't like him
No, just go with Julio Jones or Tyreek. Come on, it's a PPR league. You can even go.
Let's go. I'm going. I was talking between the two of them. So I'm going Julio since we need three running backs.
And look, now that you went Julio, Derrick Henry obviously goes, but then a bunch of wide receivers go. And I feel like Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake, they're all that second tier.
Pat Mahomes goes 2.03.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, Josh Jacobs
That's
went.
That's pretty late. I feel like a lot of people are trying to take him early in the first.
I am going to go, much as I like Austin Eckler, and I think he could have an Alvin Kamara-type season, I think I'm going to go, oh, God. I'm going to go with Miles Sanders.
Why would you not take Eckler? I don't know.
I guess
because of the QB situation. I guess if it was last year, you would probably take Eckler. This year, the QB situation with the Chargers is a little bit different.
But he took Miles Sanders. He didn't I took
Miles
better than Eckler.
I took Miles Sanders purely on the fact that I think he's going to end up with six
Godwin out there.
Huh?
I just took Godwin.
Yeah, but I couldn't go receiver. Could not go receiver.
That's not bad in a PPR. I feel like we'll see. We'll see what running back could have came to you.
We'll see. We'll see. It's.
I'm just going to have to. God, I don't even have. This is horrible. All right. I can do both of these. Travis Kelce, it is.
This I is feel awesome. Like. You are doing Travis Kelce, huh?
I didn't want Kittle. Why? Kelce has the number one quarterback throwing to him.
He does.
Now that he's back on the clock.
If it's PPR, Kelce's.
What idiot wouldn't do this? Boom. Lamar Jackson, third round.
Ah, I wanted him. I wanted him to come to me. Nice pick.
And now I got all three spots, at least one person in it. I don't got to worry for a while.
Oh, man.
Kittle left, Galladay, Mike Evans. Odell finally went. Odell went in the third round.
Let's see.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
I'm looking at running backs. I'm looking at running backs.
I don't like them. I don't like any of them, heck.
Dang, maybe. Man.
I feel like you can wait on it, and I think you need to just go for wide receiver. You have one looking you in the face, and I think I already know who you're going to pick. DJ Moore. Woo.
Let's see.
This fool wants DJ Moore, don't you?
My thing's not loading. Why is my?
Would you pick then? Because you're done. It's loading for you.
Come on.
Give him someone bad.
Who'd you take? Oh, you took Juju. Oh, and DJ Moore, two guys that I wanted. I thought I was going to get one of those guys fall to me.
Yeah, Big Ben's healthy. I got to get the good Juju.
Not bad. In PPR, you better get your wide receivers set first.
That is correct.
I don't want to take two wide receivers first. Come on. Look,
well,
because
I don't want to be staring. I don't want to be staring at Todd Gurley or Chris Carson or Melvin Gordon as my number one running back.
But you have Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is still. Man.
Miles Sanders is going to get 1,100 to 1,200 yards.
Getting a seat in this draft already.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, Miles Sanders is going to get 1,100 to 1,200 yards and about 500 yards receiving. So he's going to get 65, 70 receptions. He is a stud. And I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon. I'm going to see what
running back's in.
I know. I
already know who the next person I'm getting is.
Ooh, and it's back to me. Ooh, this one's easy. This one's easy. Okay, so who went after me went Mark Andrews, Amari Cooper, who I don't like.
Mark Andrews would have been a nice pick.
Mark Andrews would have been a nice pick, but if I'm not getting Kelce or Kittle, I'm waiting on tight end. Cooper Kupp, Adam Thielen, great pick. Zach Ertz, another good pick because I think he's going to be the number one pass catcher in Philly. Robert Woods, Todd Gurley, Calvin Ridley. I am staring at my number one guy on the board right now. Is one of my favorite players for the. Oh, I got two players that I could really go for at this point.
Darren Waller.
Yeah. Oh, no. AJ Brown and DK Metcalf.
Say AJ Brown. You guys both have a witty for AJ Brown. I don't get it.
Oh. I you know what? I'm going to go down the board. I'm going to go DK Metcalf.
Oh, that was my guy.
I think he's going to blow up this year. I think he's going to get 80 plus, 80 to 90 receptions.
I don't disagree.
And about 11 to 1,200 yards. And he's going to get a bunch of touchdowns. He's going to get about 10 touchdowns.
Dang it, man. All right.
I left AJ Brown.
I think I'm gonna go Chris Carson. I need a running back. I like Seattle's offense. You like DK Metcalf on that offense. I like Chris Carson on that offense.
I love Chris Carson on that offense. I was really hoping to get him. I thought you were gonna be.
Oh, I'll take AJ Brown.
Sorry, bro.
Then I wanted James Conner after him, so now it's like,
Oh, James Conner. Ooh, that was gonna be good.
I can get this guy next. I'm looking at Mark Ingram.
The Terminator, James Conner.
I don't want Le'Veon Bell. I don't want any of these other guys. When I look at wide receivers, ooh, I love him. Ooh. So I think for wide receivers, I can look at Chark, Sutton, or Lockett. And then for running backs, I can look at Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, or Ingram. God, screw it. I'll go with Le'Veon Bell. I didn't want to.
You hate him.
I hate him so much.
He hate me. He hate me.
I feel like I could still get the next guy I want. Oh, which one? I had to choose between a wide receiver or running back. They're telling me not to go with the running back, but I want him so bad. I feel like Mark Ingram's going to be hot. I think he's going to be good. He was awesome.
I'm looking at the wide receivers,
and I'm like, Terry McLaurin, I love Scary Terry. It's PPR. Dude's just a beast.
Beast mode.
And how many? Oh, this is a three wide receiver. I got Terry McLaurin. Sorry, that sold it right there. I need to make sure I have three strong wide receivers in this league. So, yeah, that's exactly what's going to change my mind here.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Chark's gone. Waller's gone. Parker. Wide receivers are getting super thin now. I already know who Heck's going to pick. His name's Stephon Diggs. If not, Georgie's getting him next.
Oh, man.
Prediction.
You are correct, Rick. Stephon Diggs. Buffalo offense, baby. Josh Allen. Target hog. Bring home the bacon, man. Georgie, target hogs.
I'm guessing David Johnson.
You want the target hogs in PPR, man. Get that bacon.
I already got my two running backs. I don't need to go running back. You know what I'm gonna do, Ricky? This one's for you. I'm taking your stack away from you. Hollywood. I'm taking Marquise Brown right there. Well, you had you're not getting a stack because I took Hollywood Brown away from you, so you don't pair him with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that's what you mean by a stack. I thought a stack was three players.
No. Okay. So it's
so now that you're back up, wide receivers are going. Right after you went, you had a Hilton, David Johnson ended up going, but then you also had AJ Green, Will Fuller, Tyler Boyd, Michael Gallup. In PPR, I feel like by the sixth round, wide receivers are thin.
Yep, yeah. They are.
Oh, man. And I'm looking
running backs are so deep right now. I'm like, I keep wanting to pick from there, but I'm like, crap. Like, I need to make sure I have my wide receivers.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to there's a part of me that I think I'm going to see if the guy I want. I'm going to take Brandon Cooks here. It's a little bit of a gamble.
Ooh, a little bit.
I think he's going to get Deshaun Watson.
Ah, good point. If all the other guys are hurt, I'm taking Mark Ingram II.
Ooh, yes.
Baltimore Ravens offense. That's my guy.
It's really, really, really hard to pass up
that guy's Crimson Tide. Devin
Singletary right now. But my team is hurting for wide receivers. There are none.
Oh, Team 5 taking Deebo Samuel. Did they not read that report we just gave?
They weren't listening. They are a computer. So oh, I guess not.
This is an easy one. Never mind. I don't want to do that. I don't know if I want Marvin Jones. I don't know if I like any of these wide receivers. Why not just get like a Devin Singletary? That's how I truly feel. God, I'm going to get screwed in this league.
Yeah, you are.
I got no wide receivers.
Just I concur, Rick.
I got a veladora lit for who I want with my next pick.
I have San Judas, which is the patron saint of lost causes. That's what my mom always said. If the patron saint of lost causes, San Judas, you light the candle, St. Jude, for lost causes, and that's for your team, Rick, right there. I'm lighting that candle for you.
Oh, it's still my turn. Wow, I can't believe it. I didn't know that. Oh, my God, don't want him. I mean, I do want Slayton, but... Oh, my God. Can we just restart?
That's a negative. I would. Is that correct, George? That'd be a negative.
Negative right Rampart.
Yeah, negative Rampart.
We're not editing this out.
Yeah, no. Sorry, buddy.
Oh my God, I have to do it.
I wish we were drafting tomorrow, and then you could pick all these.
Screw it, Deontay Johnson, because he's gonna have Big Ben. Maybe. I got a lottery ticket there. Everyone else is going quarterback, tight end, so wide receiver and running back are like thin done.
Oh, I'm so pissed. I was.
You wanted Gronk, didn't you?
No, I wanted Russell Wilson.
I wanted Russell Wilson too.
Pair him up with.
Good. I'm happy you guys both lost. Russell
Wilson the third.
Yep, I wanted to pair him up with DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good stack.
Yep.
All right. I am going
with the sixth pick of the seventh round. Hector will take another 10 seconds.
Yep. I'm taking... We're in the seventh round?
Yes, we are.
I'm taking my guy. I always have at least one Saint on my team. Drew Brees.
Cool Brees.
Yeah, boy.
All right, I'm taking the $5 million man, Raheem Mostert.
Bingo.
Why did you like Cool Brees there?
Oh, man, with a healed thumb and with Kamara... fully healed, which he was not last year when I had him, and Michael Thomas, the magic maker. Breeze is set to be top four QB this year, top three possibly with his guys. Plus he's got, I mean, we're talking about the Saints offense. He's got Traquan Smith, and he adds Emmanuel Sanders. Forget about it.
I love it.
Let's see. Drew Brees all day. Underrated, underreported.
Let's see. I don't like the tight ends right now, so I'm passing on tight end. I think it's too early for Carson Wentz. Let's see. Is there a running back I like?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I'm gonna go Ronald Jones. I think he's gonna.
We love him.
He's gonna with Keyshawn Vaughn with the Keyshawn Vaughn news. I'm not taking a chance. I think he's gonna run away with the job.
I think it's still a guesstimate right now. I feel like you can get more solid players. You don't like James White?
No. Even though it's PPR.
I'm taking the guy that you guys probably should have took but didn't take. Possibly the top guy, generally the top guy in KC, Damian Williams.
Ooh, he's still gonna get run.
That's right.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire may get.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire
is going to be carrying his water bottles for most of the season. That's the way I see it. Damian Williams, that's your guy. That's your guy to have in KC.
Stupid freaking Kirk. I wanted Kirk. Now I can't have him.
Captain Kirk?
Jerry Jeudy went. Carson Wentz went.
I'll tell you what, Crowder is a PPR monster. That dude got like 9 or 10 receptions not a lot, but he at least did it last season. So we'll see. With my next one, since it's PPR, no one else is looking, why not get this PPR monster, Emmanuel Sanders, with your guy over there?
I called it out. Drew Brees.
So I feel like now my wide receivers are pretty set. I'm just going to wait till later in the draft and pick all those little rookies that people don't pick up till later.
Am I on the clock?
You are on the clock. What the heck?
Do I need? I can use a tight end. Let's go back with my being that I don't have Michael Thomas and I don't have Emmanuel Sanders. And I know that Drew Brees tends to lean on tight ends a little bit. Let's go with Jared Cook.
Oh, he's got himself a little stack there.
I remember Jimmy Graham. That was the guy.
Right.
Him and
back Marcus, in the day.
Marcus Colston and then Jimmy Graham would tear things up and for Drew Brees, I think it's time Jared Cook gets a little bit of that action now.
So I'm looking at the board and
you have a tight end yet, Georgie?
No, I don't have a tight end, and I don't have a quarterback. I think I'm the only one who doesn't have a quarterback right now either.
Oh, I know who you're gonna pick. Vic's favorite.
Actually,
that's a solid pick.
Actually,
we all know that. You're going down the board.
I am gonna take the chance that he's still gonna be there. So Baker I'm going Darius Slayton there.
Oh, you're saying you're thinking that Matt Stafford will still be there by the time it snakes around.
Yep, and he is. So I'm grabbing Matt.
Good. Matt
Stafford gets Stafford. I was thinking of Geis.
Good thing the computers Geis aren't hearing us.
Mike Gesicki, the guy I was sitting on for the next round, went.
Good. I'm happy. People get to see what happens when you wait on a tight end. It's going to ruin your grade. It sucks. Are we going to put a beer on this one? Because I think we should, because I feel like after watching this draft.
Everybody puts a beer up.
Everybody puts a beer up. Yeah, I like that.
All right. Winner gets two. But damn.
I remember in the off chance that Kamara gets hurt, we're in round 10 out of 13 rounds. I'm going to pick Latavius just as a handcuff, just in case Kamara goes down, because last year he did, and Latavius filled in very nicely on the Saints offense. So we're going that route.
You just punted the ball. You don't care.
What?
That's horrible. He's not going to get it. I feel like that's weak. Handcuffs are weak right now, man. You still have Jordan Howard. You got Sony Michel, who's still going to get the rock full time. So...
Well, but then again, remember, the Saints can run two running backs. You know, they ran Mark Ingram and Kamara. Both of them had solid seasons. So I have no doubt that the Saints can run Latavius and get a good chunk of points as well. So
they can they do. They did support in 17 and 18. They were both top 10 running backs.
They were exactly correct.
Crazy as it was.
You are correct. See, Rick, I did my research, Rick.
So, Georgie, you still don't have a tight end?
I still don't have a tight end. You're going to piss me off?
Yeah, I'm going to take Hawkinson.
I
like him. He's a young guy. He's the next Gronk, as they say, or the next Kelsey. So, why not make you thinner, make me fatter? I like it. It's a good...
It's a good analysis. Well, here's the deal. I'm in round 11. We're doing 13 rounds.
I'm gonna
fill my bench up here, and I'm gonna throw Aaron Rodgers on my bench.
That's nice pick.
You're just trying to piss Georgie off too. I like it.
Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees are my quarterbacks.
However, Georgie, you don't have a quarterback, and I feel like you could still pick like Ben Roethlisberger. Ryan Tannehill, you still got pick of the litter. So
yeah, he's got Jared.
Matthew Stafford. I already got
Matthew. Oh, you already got him?
Yeah, that's why you took Hawkinson, and I was going to stack him with Stafford.
Stack.
So that's
I'm even more happy I did that.
Yes. Eso me duele. Eso me duele mucho.
Now you're just going like crap. Jonnu Smith's the only one.
And I don't like him that much, and I'm going to
really. I think he's actually
I like him. I think I could wait. I think I could wait till the next round. So I am going to take.
Don't take my guy.
No, I'm gonna take Goedert. Henry Ruggs.
Ah, good pick. That's a good pick. Goedert. I was debating between him and my other solid pick, but we'll wait until that comes. I'm not gonna give it away.
Wow, these people suck. Who drafts Boston Scott?
Thanks. Well, I was right there between Zach Moss and Henry Ruggs, and Zach Moss went very next, and Antonio Gibson, who is the darling of a lot of late round picks, is there. So now I'm going to go back.
I don't understand why Gibson is.
Because Ron Rivera said that he reminds him of Christian McCaffrey, and we saw what Christian McCaffrey did with Ron Rivera and Scott Turner as the OC. So, and they are now both are now in Washington. So, and I'm going to go back, and much as, you know, even though it's tough, Jonnu Smith is still pretty good for this point in the draft. I don't mind him. I think he's, you know, he's out of the Delanie Walker's shadow. And I mean, I don't think he's going to be a monster, but I think he'll have some games that are good.
Georgie, there was literally no other tight end left. Like, I'm looking at this list. Yeah, Goedert maybe, but Doyle, Jarwin from Dallas, Herndon from New York. Like,
Ian Thomas, I like Ian Thomas a lot.
All right, my pick
is up. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah. I'm on the clock.
Yeah, Heck's on the clock. What are you between, Heck?
I'm reading, so... Robbie Anderson, when he was on the Jets, he worked with Matt Rhule with the Jets, and now Matt Rhule is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. So I think to me that means that Robbie Anderson might be getting a little bit more work.
I feel like you're just Panthers keep offense. Reading up on Robbie Anderson because you love the Panthers.
I had Robbie Anderson when he was on the Jets as well, and he got me some points on the Jets on a crappy Jets team. Robbie Anderson scored me some points, so I'm all over Robbie Anderson, definitely.
I think it's pretty solid at this point. I didn't know he was still
there.
Yeah, in the
12th round, that's good.
I think that's booty that I didn't see that, but it's okay.
Sorry, man. I'm gonna win beers from both of you guys with my draft here.
Now it's like, I don't even know what I need.
Click on where it says roster. See where it says
ranked? No, I know. I'm looking. I'm just thinking in my head.
You can fill in your bench.
Only two bench spots? What the heck?
No, five bench spots. It's BN if it's blank. BN, it'll say BN if it's blank. If you fill it in, it'll tell you it's a
race. All right, because I feel like they got no one else to throw to. Screw it. I like this guy.
Rieger?
I wanted to do Rieger, but I decided to go with the Panthers just because the time clock was making me nervous.
I'm going Curtis Samuel.
I went Curtis Samuel. It just looked like the smart choice for now. I think you just got to go wide receiver. I think, heck, if you can, grab Damian Harris because Georgie's going to get him.
That's not allowed. Is that allowed? Get this guy before this other guy gets him.
We all said we're all going to know each other's draft strategies inside and out.
I'm waiting for George all the handcuffs on the Rams.
Oh, that one hurts. Oh, eso duele mucho.
Sana. All right, this is round 13. This is the last round, right?
This is the last round up.
All right, let me look.
I mean, there's like nobody left. You're looking at Ayuk. Ayuk is probably like a long ball you can go with.
I have got my wild card.
Who's your wild card so I can see Team 7
pick
them?
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you if you'll hear
me before Heck goes. Tell me before Heck goes.
I'm going to go Fitz just because I like me. I've had Fitz on my team.
It's magic.
Fitzmagic. Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
You guys like the same the other age
Fitz.
Or what?
The other Fitz. Hey, man, I want any part of the real estate on the Cardinals offense. I want a piece. So he's my piece, Larry Fitzgerald.
I just feel like every year you love him.
I do. I draft Fitzgerald all the time, and he always scores points. And he's a target hog. He's, you know, he's the veteran. Like, he'll be the guy that tells the quarterback, like, hey, man, you know, this is what you got to do. you know, this is how the, you know, how it works. He's gonna be the mentor to Kyler Murray. And at the same time, the benefit of that is he gets the ball.
Oh, all right. So you got, and I totally agree. He's gonna be that slot guy who gets just a ton of balls.
Yeah,
that Kyler Murray. Does.
Ten targets, nine to twelve targets a game. He's still gonna get his share for sure, for sure. All right,
and
George.
Mr. Insignificant, I took Josh Kelly.
Josh Kelly.
The Joshua Kelly of the LA football chart.
There you go. All right. Who wins the beers?
I got a C+. I did not win.
Oof.
Hector, I got a B-.
That's good.
Rick got, what did Rick get? A?
A-. So A-. Not as good as I wanted, but those beers will still taste amazing.
Oh.
Dang it.
Do it.
It's because I got Lamar so cheap.
Yeah.
So Saquon, Lamar. And who did I get before Lamar? Oh, Travis Kelce. So I locked up three positions before I even had to get on my wide receivers. Dang. So I played it right. I played it tight.
Who did I get? I got Drew Brees, Chris Carson, Mark Ingram, Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin, Juju, Stephon Diggs. Come on. How did I get a B-? Come on now. Come on, fantasy pros.
Because your quarterback's not as good as mine. Your running back's not as good.
Yeah, but I have Drew Brees and I have Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
No one cares. No one cares who your bench is.
Whatever, man. It's, all right.
I like my team. I don't have any. Well, Julio Jones could
exactly
be a standout.
Exactly the same thing, Georgie. I think it's an amazing team.
You want me to wait on tight ends? See, that's why I'm not used to drafting tight ends, because we don't have them in our league.
Right.
We don't have them mandatory.
Two elite ones, Kittle and Kelce. And, well, I guess you could add Ertz. So it's like, if you don't get those three, you need Mark Andrews. If you don't have a good tight end.
I would throw Mark Andrews in there, too.
Or if you don't have a tight end in tight end leagues. You need absolutely one of the top ones, because they're so far ahead of everyone else.
Absolutely. You know what really hurt was I was going to take Russell Wilson, and I grabbed him. I sat on him for a round, and
he was gone.
He
was like Kaiser Soze. He was like Kaiser Soze. Poof. He's gone.
And Georgie, for someone who didn't even get a tight end or a quarterback in the first like eight rounds, the first nine rounds, I don't like your wide receivers. I don't know. I felt like Julio Jones, I'm still iffy on for this year. DK Metcalf, I think he's gonna second wide receiver.
You can't be iffy on DK Metcalf.
I feel like you're looking for home runs. I know with Brandon Cooks, you got nothing reliable here, man.
Julio's good.
Julio's not even reliable.
Julio's 100 receptions and 1,300 yards. How is he not reliable? I know he's older.
He'll do that, but he's not going to get you a touchdown.
He's reliable.
Some reason he won't get. He'll get six to seven touchdowns, but he'll get all the yards.
But remember, Rick, this is PPR league. So think of it in those terms, where Julio Jones is getting 12 targets. Maybe at a 12 targets, he's catching 10 balls.
It's hard to see it with a green A- in my face.
I know. I mean, when I look at my receivers, I'm like, I would go to war with Julio Jones as DK Metcalf as my top two receivers, and I'd love to have Marquise Brown down the draft board, like in one of our flex spots. I think Marquise Brown is ready to blow up this year.
I think in a PPR, I think I'm going to wait till the fifth round to pick up a wide receiver. I think wide receivers are going to be overvalued.
That's what I learned from this.
They are. You know, one of the things I was going to say earlier, two things that I want to say before anything. Ricky, when you grabbed Saquon, I was really close. I actually, in the last week since we did our schedules series and we went to the NFC East, I really started to rethink Saquon at number two and possibly Zeke, because of Zeke's great opening and he's got really good matchups during playoff weeks. So starting to rethink that one a little bit. And
you think Zeke might go too?
I'm seriously thinking of Zeke at number two in our league.
Are you number two in the family draft?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm seriously thinking about Zeke at number two over Saquon, just because of the fact that, you know, obviously
you're not gonna because then you're gonna be like, oh yeah, the COVID.
He had it, so maybe he already had it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think his lungs are damaged.
Even more of a reason to get him, because if he already had it and he's already got antibodies, he's not going to get it during the season, more than likely, and not have to sit out. So it's like an insurance policy. The fact that Zeke already got it.
Georgie, you know, I'll support you no matter what you decide.
Well, will you support the taking
no matter what team you
pick? You don't have a choice, Rick. The guy's got the number two pick. You don't have to support him. Whether you support him or not, he's gonna pick his guy.
and you know what? One of the things, I'm gonna be real brief on this one. Joshua Kelly, with the last pick, is the wild card because of the fact that I think he could be a Mark Ingram type complement to Austin Eckler being a Kamara type. When I say that, Kamara not being a high volume running back, maybe 150 to 160, whereas Joshua Kelly gets like 150 to 175 rushing attempts himself, and he makes himself fantasy viable. And to get him in the 13th round, I'll take that. I'll take that wild card anytime.
That's good.
I'm not thinking about it. I love the fact that you're hopping on my bandwagon, but I'm not even thinking that. So good for you, Georgie.
It's also the schedule with them. They've got that great opening schedule. They could be a soft open for them.
Yep.
And Damian Harris is a great pick at the end. And fit, yeah, it's not bad.
13 rounds. You can fill it in pretty good with 13 rounds. It's good stuff.
And Ricky, you know, as usual, I'm used to having to buy you a beer for football bets. So okay. Wow, that's awesome. Oh man, well that's gonna do it for us today. Eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor.fm for being our hosting network and for making sure our independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. Again, please subscribe, leave us a review at Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, follow us on Twitter at Familia and Instagram at Familia FFB. And don't forget Familia FFB on Facebook. Gracias otra vez. Remember, todos somos familia. And remember, everybody, póngate la máscara.
La máscara.
Adiós, amigos.
Salud.
Póngate la máscara.